Well, I think we've covered several things. Danny, what any comments or ideas on what you do with a fearful patient?
When somebody calls who's fearful, it's all the more important to listen carefully. And you'll hear some examples of calls where people pretty much stated that they just had an unpleasant experience. And unfortunately, the call handler didn't seem sensitive to that. Maybe she was distracted or too busy, but that's a really unfortunate thing, because the fearful patients are the ones that need to be listened to and need to have their fears, first of all, heard and respected and handled. And, you know, the way to do that is to, particularly in the case of a fearful patient, avoid emotionally charged words. In fact, in that situation, we might even suggest not using the word consultation, because what people don't understand about fearful patients, even if you offer sedation, there are a number of psychological steps that patient has to go through before they can even picture themselves in the chair being administered a sedative. They've got to overcome the fear to just come in and talk to the doctor in the first place. And so in that case, we often recommend that your marketing and your verbal communications include the term meet and greet,
and
free.
And that's a wonderful term, especially if you determine on the phone that this is a fearful patient. Why don't you come in and do what we call our meet and greet? You don't even have to sit in a dental chair, Danny.
That's right.
You'll just sit down and have a conversation with one of us and
paint the picture. Nice overstuffed chairs, mm-hmm. rounded corners, you know, coffee, decaf, of course.
You know, a question comes up often also is, do you participate in their plan? And what I hear so often is the person on the dental office team member on the phone says, no, we don't. And I think a better answer, again, going back to being positive, you know, we work with all the insurance companies. Why don't you come in for a consultation, bring your insurance information with you, and we'll see what we can do. But don't say no to them. Say yes.
Absolutely.
And a question I'd like you to write this question down if you're taking notes. I'd like you to write this question down. When is the last time you had your teeth cleaned? Now, what I'd like you to do, that you have that question written down, I'd like you to get a big red pen. I'd like to put a great big X through that question and never ask that question again. You see, that doesn't sound like a negative question to you, but it is, because the patient knows they're supposed to have their teeth cleaned twice a year. So either they lie about it and feel embarrassed, or they tell the truth and embarrassed about that. What's positive with that? It's the same, when's the last time you saw a dentist? Don't ask that question. It doesn't matter. You're going to see us next week.
That's an excellent point.
So we've pretty much covered several examples here, and I think it would be good now to have them write some scripts to effectively communicate these themselves, and then listen to some of the examples that we have on the recording.
All right. And as you go through it, just remember, as you begin, because you're not in classroom now, you're learning while you're doing. So you're going to be spending a certain amount of time doing this and getting out and answering calls. So I ask you to, while you're applying your newfound skills, remember, perfection is elusive. Every call is a learning experience. Not every call is going to be a winner, but don't let that deter you from your goal, which is to become ever more proficient to the point where you're a master telephone communicator. And, you know, a negative experience is one more step toward a positive experience anyway. And it's a learning experience.
Very good. I think your mantra needs to be progress rather than perfection. I happen to believe in checklists. I've been a pilot for 40 years and have over 5,000 hours. I would never consider taking off down the runway without going through my checklist. The 50,000-hour airline pilot always uses a checklist. And if you remember Captain Scully, who landed on the Hudson River, he did that successfully because he used a checklist. And so you see, he didn't forget a single step. And I think it's so easy in the heat of the moment on the telephone to forget something, get off the phone and say to yourself, oh, I wish I had asked that question. So this is a tool that you can use, especially in training, but then duplicate it and use it with your phone calls.
Right, and that's one of a number of tools that you will have access at the website, theartoffirstimpressions.com, that you can download, and then you have an electronic version if, as we hope, you can get off paper and just use it online. It's a much more, I think, convenient and better way to go. The notes you take are easier, not only for you, but for others to read and comprehend.
Danny, I'll give you a couple examples. Sitting in one of my clients' offices a few months ago, patient was on the phone. Patient was looking for a second opinion on some veneers. And listening to the conversation that my office and the staff member is using, she asks, sounds like you've done some research, or sounds like you've studied this. Where are you in your research? And the patient asked, or the patient said, I'm looking for someone who has a lot of experience. And she immediately had that I can't wait to tell you message. Her message was, doctor has probably done more veneers than anybody in Seattle. The next question was, he said that he would like to see some photographs of actual patients. And she immediately, the thing that she could not wait to say was, doctor teaches a course in photography all over the world. We have thousands of photos to show you. That was, I can't wait to tell you.
When can you come in to see them?
And she went ahead and, as a matter of fact, she, and then a patient also brought up fee. And she said, well, before we should go too far into fee, I should tell you that we are probably the most expensive in Seattle. And what I recommend that you do is that you visit the other two doctors first and then come here. I promise you'll see a difference.
Right. And the point there again is, it's done enthusiastically. Merely memorizing the sentences is not sufficient. It's how it's sent, it's conveyed in a very enthusiastic, genuine manner that just by the tone of the words makes it very clear that you are very excited about this person, and that's where the exchange of enthusiasm takes place. We're going to share with you some actual calls received by dental offices across the country. Like they say in Dragnet, for those of you old enough to remember that show, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. Once you've had a chance to listen, we'll ask you to refer to your workbook and answer the questions or perform the exercise following. If you have the opportunity, it might even be better to perform these exercises as a team, because then you experience different perspectives and that wonderful phenomenon called synergy can be allowed to occur. And speaking about teamwork, let's talk about one of the most valuable and even fun learning exercises that we know of. And it's called role play. Now, I know a lot of people are uncomfortable with that for a lot of reasons, but nonetheless, I can guarantee you that there is no better way to learn and master a skill quickly than by engaging in an effective role play scenario.
You see, the more you practice on something, it becomes more integrated, and you don't have to stop and think. And this creates a situation where you can actually be an active listener.